Michael O'Donnell, Cairn manager. Listen, it's a big day for the club on Saturday, having teams in both finals in the Junior A and the Junior B. So there must be a good feel around the parish in the lead up to it now.
There really is. We're training there last Saturday and made, you know, there's still 40 odd people at training at the end of September when other clubs are maybe finishing up. It's great they've got to the stage. It's great they've got to a final. You know, it's actually been it's a good campaign. It's been a good year, and we're just really looking forward now to Saturday. And there's been excitement building around it, and we're just trying to make sure that we focus on the football's the important bit for us.
Yeah. It seems to be a great wee club because you've had guys involved in hurling finals recently as well, Michael. So yous are down in Inishowen, but everybody's pulling together. They're playing both codes.
They're playing both codes. Yeah, there's quite a few in our first team and reserves who play hurling as well. The ladies are in the final as well. So yeah. You're right. The club is. We're having a good year, so, and we want to, you know, we already have a couple of league titles, and for the men, the first team and reserves, we're delighted to get back up to Division 2, and you know, obviously we want to go and win on Saturday as well. That's the aim. Yeah.
Good bit of banter between the guys in the launch here at the GA Centre in Convoy, and over and back about who's favourites. But you guys are unbeaten in the championship. You lost one league game. That's not a bad stat to have going into a decider, Michael. But when it comes to final day, stats are out the window. Anything can happen.
Yeah, none of that really doesn't really matter too much. Everything is on the day. We're just trying like every game in the championship or league so far. We try to play for the full 60 whatever minutes it is. And we've done that to really good standard so far, and that's really all we're focusing on. Anything else is kind of doesn't really matter to us. We're just trying to get that right on the day.
Yeah. But this is going to be the first time this year that you played Muff.
It is, yeah. No, and it's going to be a real challenge, and they've had a very good year. You know, they've some really good results up in Division 2, so it's going to be a real challenge. Both sets of players know each other quite well, so that'll add something.
That adds to it, doesn't it? They've all come through school together. They've all come through underage together. So
it's great. It's great. You know, that is part of it as well. And you know, there's when you win or lose, maybe that makes it a bit better or a bit worse. But that's, you know, that's the nature of it. And I think Muff are really looking forward to it, I'm sure, no doubt, and we are too. And hopefully, it'll be a really good game as well.
Yeah. You lost out in the 2022 final, if I'm correct in saying, the junior decider. Didn't get there last year. So why are you back now this year? Why is this group so determined to get back to junior and have the run that they've had so far?
This is my first year with them. I've been really busy with underage for the last few years, so it's hard to see exactly what's been happening over the last few years. I saw bits and pieces here and there. But from the very start, we've been back at this since January, and I thought, you know, from the very, very beginning, they're a really determined group. There was this impression that they want to win games, that they want to move up to a higher level. So they've really committed to training. The numbers have been fantastic all year. And every time we turn up to play, we're focused and ready to go. So, and the players have really, they've driven that all year, you know, so it makes my job or our job as coaches easier.
Yeah. You said you were involved in a lot of the underage. If this was to happen for Cairn Donagh, there's a whole knock-on effect for that, particularly at the underage. When you guys are able to bring back a championship on Saturday night, if it comes off and the cup's there for training for the underage and presentations, it gives the young ones that bit of extra interest in the game.
Yeah, and that's part of the excitement. That's the great thing about football. Like, you know, my own young fella and my daughters, they're really excited about the match. People within the community, those kids who are underage, and you know, my wife's getting excited about, wasn't that interested in football before, but there's an excitement building. And so yeah, I think your senior teams, your senior ladies and the senior men's team, they are important for your club. And you know, if you can bring success back that and show the underage, I think that's a really good thing.
Yeah. And when you've a player of the standard of Conor O'Donnell, who's a class act, he's one of the best players of the county, involved in your group and helping to lead the way. And he's there, but it's not just all about Conor O'Donnell. There's a team behind him that are all trying to drive this thing on.
Yeah, and you know, Conor's been back for the last couple of matches, and you're right, he's an absolutely brilliant player, but he's also been brilliant with our group. Yeah. Even when he's been injured through the year, or with Donegal, he still makes that effort to come down to our training. When he speaks, the lads will listen. So he's, you know, he's just back playing, but he's been with us all year. But, you know, we get through a league campaign without him. You're right. We haven't had him on to the last few weeks. So,
but he's a massive influence.
He's a massive. Yeah. Oh, without it, he's a massive influence. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
But you said at the start, like, you know, that that's Conor by himself. That's not enough. You need a group behind him. And we knew from the league campaign we weren't going to have him. So we were preparing without him too for that. But it's great to have him back.
Yeah. Well, listen, you're going to need everybody firing on all cylinders the weekend come Saturday. What sort of performance is it going to take if you are going to dispose of Muffin, get your hands in that cup?
Yeah, it's going to be a really, really tough game. So we just have to, you know, not think too much about Muff, just ourselves. Can we perform the way we have? Can we do that another day? Can we play from the very start to the 60, whatever minute it is? That's just our focus for Saturday.
Okay. Michael, thanks for talking to us. The best of luck in the junior final.
Okay, thank you.